This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One finds on the list of the many, many, many things this pandemic has changed the way we shop for food. More of us are eating at home, obviously. More of us are out of work, too, and having problems paying for the essentials. And with extra unemployment benefits gone and food prices going up, the grocery stores of America are looking at some hard decisions. For shoppers, yes, also for the stores themselves. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Despite the economic downturn, many of us are spending more at the grocery store, stocking up in the panic buying days, or just buying more because we're eating at home more. And thanks to expanded federal relief benefits, consumers have been able to pretty much keep buying the types of products they want. But Candace Corlett, president of WSL Strategic Retail, says that's unlikely to continue.
In our numbers, 40% of people were telling us that they were very pessimistic about their finances. But many of them were being supported by a stimulus check or additional weekly unemployment payments. So it delayed the financial crisis.
The downturn has propelled millions of Americans onto SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Joan Driggs, a vice president at analytics firm IRI, who follows the grocery industry, says typically those benefits account for about $100 billion a year in grocery spending.
But with all the increased unemployment, we're looking at an additional like $20 billion increase in SNAP spend coming up.
And in addition to more people using the program, they're using it in different ways. The USDA has expanded the number of states where people can use SNAP to buy groceries online, like at Amazon or Walmart, although delivery fees aren't covered.
The ability to shop with SNAP benefits online really kind of brings that convenience to households that hadn't had that before.
According to the USDA, in March, just 35,000 SNAP households were buying groceries online. In July, it was close to a million. In the meantime, there's additional strain on family budgets. Higher food prices, for one, says Elaine Waxman, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
They're probably paying more for the same amount that they were trying to get before. The other thing the families have mentioned to me is that the cost of PPE has typically eaten into their food budget.
Budgets waiting for more federal relief to come in if there's ever a deal. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.